It's time for Blindly Obvious.
Hello and welcome to Blindly Obvious special Mother's Day edition. We are excited to hit pause on our normal broadcast. Just say, hey, moms, thank you. Thank you for those sleepless nights. Thank you for the amazing dinners. Thank you for kissing our boo-boos. And most importantly, thanks for just being our mom. I know that this is a sensitive issue for many. Not everyone had an amazing mom, but let me tell you something. Maybe not the one that you were born with, but we've all got some women in our life who mothered us. And so whether it's your biological mom or just a woman in your life who took you in and gave you that extra bit of nurture that we all need, thank you so much. And I hope you enjoy these interviews as we all recognize the moms in our life.
Come on in, sit on down.
All right.
I just got three quick questions for you.
Okay.
What does it mean to you to be a strong woman?
Well, for me, I don't think I know. Like, I try to be the best mother I can be and the best wife I can be and do whatever I can for my family.
I don't even get time to think on the cuff, what does it mean to be a strong woman?
Well, that's the beauty of it. You just give your
it
natural
means
response.
That I have the opportunity to be a powerful role model for my students. Such as, I don't think that our young ladies have enough women in their lives who believe in themselves along with believing in them. Without being rude and unkind,
sure.
It's called being faithful, being loved, being kind, loving them, being kind to them, showing what it's like to give and not expect anything in return.
Being able to do things on my own.
Becoming more conscious of other people's struggles that we don't see. Just supporting other women. I mean, being their cheerleader, I guess.
To, I like that.
You know, you don't know what's going on in somebody else's life to every day.
I think to be strong, we have to know really what we want. Be willing to live our
morals, values.
Yeah.
Being independent, being able to stand up for myself, being able to support myself, have my own career.
To be able to stand firm and in my beliefs, which my foundation is in God, be strong. My strength comes from Him.
I think to be a strong woman means to realize what your strengths are and what your weaknesses are and to accept help when you need it and to lean on God for the things that you need help with, and also lean on others around you for their strengths, so that everybody uses their strengths.
To me, being a strong woman is having a strong faith with God, raising your kids the way you would want them to be.
It means that I want to keep my family grounded, make the right decisions.
To help lead my family and those around me to have a positive attitude and to rely on God when at all times.
A strong woman or a strong mother. I try to be more of the mother type because I really, really want my children to go in the way that I've gone, to be in the church, to be part of God's family.
Raising three boys, I think you have to be strong and have your faith.
It means that you're not going to cave to the whims of everyone else. You're going to be principled. In my worldview, that means that your principled life is going to be built upon, you know, the rock of Christ, what the Word says and what we have been designed and created to do. And then my whole, like, chief aim needs to be strong in the Lord. Aside from Him, there is no strength.
I think being a godly woman is the same thing as a powerful woman. It's leading by example, being kind. I love the word kind. I think it touches everything. I don't have to agree with you. I don't even have to like you to be kind to you.
Sure.
And I think that's what being a good woman, a godly woman, a faithful woman, it just, be kind. Because every day there's something that we don't like. There's every day that there's
sure.
a challenge. Every day there's things that we see in the world, in life, in ourselves that we don't like. Be kind to yourself. Be kind to others. You know, I love sports.
Mm-hmm.
How many fans do you see at a football game when a bad call is made?
Acting a fool.
Acting a fool. when, if you would just take one moment and think, what do you think the official might have saw, or what do you not know that the athlete did on the court that you don't see? Just breathe. Just think for a moment. And sure. We don't. Our first reactions are usually negative. Okay, hey, well, that happened, but can you change it? Nope. Let's move on. Let's be kind. Let's find something else to be positive about and go with it.
I guess it goes back to the same kind of just supporting each other in your struggles. And sometimes it's an easy walk and sometimes it's a hard walk. And you need other women there to help you through those hard times and to celebrate those good times.
It means to dedicate my life to God and do everything that I possibly can to serve Him and always say yes.
To not be afraid to ask for help and to not rely on myself during hard times.
I would say to try as hard as possible to live up to the Proverbs 31 woman.
Living out my convictions as far as being a Christian, living according to what the Bible teaches, and serving.
Not only are you reading your Bible, but having a strong prayer life and having a true connection with God, a real relationship where you hear from Him and follow His guidance in your life.
Oh, that's number one. I want that to be an example. If people see me at work or when I meet them on the street, that they can tell that God's number one in my life.
To lead by example and to show that you need to go to God first before anything else.
Helping out in the church, reading your Bible every day, spreading the gospel.
It means I know there's somebody there all the time that's going to listen.
It means having a life. If I didn't have faith in God, what's the point in having life?
I will stray, but it's okay because God will forgive me, and the next day is a new day, and I can ask for forgiveness and try to do better the next day. Nobody's perfect. I don't proclaim to be perfect, and we just have to keep on keeping on.
They go hand in hand. You have to have faith to be strong, and you have to be strong to have faith.
My answer is always yes to God. So whatever His word says, that's what I'm lining up with. Whatever His directions are, that's what I'm going to be pursuing. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge Him, and He will make your path straight.
What does it mean to you to be a godly mother?
Just trying to raise Emma to know God and love God and see how she can be involved in the church. And she loves coming to church, and I love that because she has Miss Shannon, and you know, everybody talks to her on Sunday morning, and I love that for her. And that will just continue to help her grow in her faith.
The same. I know it sounds simple, but I think it is. I just think that there are rules that we set as parents. There are guidelines. But it all comes down to loving our kids, to loving each other, to loving ourselves. Because in a marriage, do we always like each other?
Probably not.
Do we like the choices our spouse makes?
Not always.
Do we always agree when, you know, when we differ? We don't.
I don't even like the choices I make sometimes.
Exactly. So. But if we're not kind to each other and we're not kind to ourselves, how can we be kind to others and lead by example?
I
tell Frankie every single day, I give her a kiss, tell her be kind today.
And even in everyday life, I mean, you see people get upset at people working in a store. Yes, you can get upset, but there's no need to yell and scream. And
to be able to make sure I bring my kids to church every single Sunday and be able to continue teaching them the Word of God at home and having them be around like-minded folks like yourself. Just making sure that every day I teach them the Word of God and teach them right from wrong and make sure that we grow up knowing the way that things are supposed to be.
To hopefully raise my kids to be godly kids.
I think it is to lead our children in the way of the Bible, to live it before them, to teach it to them, and then show them the example.
It's my responsibility to teach my daughter, even though she's an adult now, to still guide her when she needs it, and to be a godly grandmother, to take examples when I'm playing with the kids and give God the credit and glory that they might not think about while playing, and encourage them to pray for me and other people when they need it, because they need to realize how important prayer is. And I always share with the little ones, God hears little kids, so your prayers are very important.
To have a lot of faith in God, because there are some things that feel kind of out of my control, like whether it's sending my kids to school or just wondering what they're going through in their day in and day out lives. So just having faith that God has them in their hands and following what it is that he tells me to do with them and for them. So making sure that I am on the path that I'm supposed to be on to lead them in the way that God wants them to be led.
Raising your children to know God first, to take them to church and get them on the right track.
To raise my kids up knowing who Jesus is and to love Jesus and what he's done for us, and to try to encourage them, to encourage their friends and everyone else to get to know Jesus and
teach our children what is right and wrong. And in today's world, that is blurred. So now I'm looking at my grandchildren and thinking that we have to teach them what the Bible states, what God expects of us and of them.
I really try to walk the walk and not just talk the talk. And I hope my children know that they were raised in the church. It's my prayer that they raise my grandchildren in the church and that they know that there's a Savior and we need to follow him.
It helps in raising children or going through life to have God on your side.
You know, we are to talk about the things of God as we're coming and going. You know, as you get up, as you sit down, you know, just so it's a way of life. It's not that you have a scheduled time. Okay, so now we're just going to be, you know, followers from, you know, during this half hour, or we're just going to talk about the Bible during this, what we're scheduling in as devotion time. This is something that we are consistently like practicing and working out. And this is our faith. This is our life. As we're riding in the car, as we're going about this, going about that, as we're weighing out our decisions, what we want to do, why we want to choose that, what, you know, what's good? Why is a behavior good or why is a behavior bad? You know, how do we need to bring our choices, our lives, our just everything under the lordship of Christ?
God has given us so very much. In the many gifts he has bestowed upon us, he gave us our moms. Man, I know life is busy. I know we've all got a bazillion things going on. But take a moment and thank the moms in your life for their contribution and for the many ways they have shown us what it means to be kind, to be godly, to follow Christ, who made a difference in us that we can make a difference in this world. Thank you, moms. We love you.
This has been Blindly Obvious. If we can see it, you can see it too. We are so happy that you're here and hope these are just the conversations you've been looking for. Peace, love, and God bless.
It's Blindly Obvious, baby.